the monumental staircase and large frescoes in the waiting room. The monumental staircase was the first renovation carried out by the Attavanti on the interior. This elegant staircase leading to the main floor was built in place of the chapel of Santa Verdiana. Here, the terracotta tiles by Monaccorti represent allegorical figures framed by the stuccos by Colomba. On the ceiling is a fresco by Giovanni Bagnoli, painted at the beginning of the 18th century, representing Jupiter, Juno, and Minerva crushing Mars. Note the two lovers below who are taking away their weapons, so an unarmed Mars is defeated by love and wisdom, virtues represented by the other three gods. Walking through the door, you find yourself in the little reception room, where guests waited to be invited to the next room. Here we find other tiles by Paolo Monaccorti, while the stucco artist Giuseppe Colomba created the broken arches above the doorposts, painted in imitation marble. The painting on the ceiling was entrusted to Giovanni Bagnoli in 1710, and Tommaso Gherardini frescoed the walls in 1744. On the ceiling, an imitation Baroque architecture raises the room even more. At the center is an oval in which you can admire the myth of the Rape of Europa. The Phoenician princess is immortalized in the moment in which she is riding the white bull, but it turns out to be Jupiter who crosses the sea, kidnaps her, and takes her to Crete. On the walls, the two frescoes by Gherardini represent two different stories that mirror each other. Note how the composition of the two frescoes is specular, both constructed on a double triangle. On the left is the love between Diana and Endymion. The two love each other, but she is a goddess, and therefore immortal, while Endymion is immortal. Jupiter allows him to live forever as long as he sleeps forever, so that Diana can only come down and caress him at night, after she has taken the moon into the sky. On the opposite wall, you see Eos, princess of the dawn, who kidnaps Cephalus. Eos is in love with a young mortal, but rejected by him because of his great loyalty for his wife. She challenges him, saying that if she were to turn him into another man and he courted his wife, it would be a betrayal. Cephalus is sure of his wife's loyalty and accepts, but his wife gives in to the flattery of the stranger, and Cephalus then lets himself be kidnapped. The contrite expression that Gherardini gives the young man, being loaded on Eos's chariot, is wonderful.